Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, and I mean it. Nick is back. We're back. The Suspects, the final hour. Right here on ESPN 97.5, and oh, Nick!
How you doing in there, bud?
We got questions for you.
Well, you okay?
I'm feeling all right now. I'm feeling a little bit better.
You want to tell everybody what you told us when you came back?
Not really. I don't want to share that information,
sir. All right, just checking. Just needless to say, it was a little rough going. Did you literally go across the parking lot and do the walk of shame, or did
you
stay here?
I did, and I almost regretted that decision because I had a feeling that Barry would, like, mess with me or, like, send an intern or do something weird.
Like record you in there?
So I ran my ass across the parking lot.
You ran? Oh, man. That's dangerous.
Yeah. It's the first time I've peed sitting down in my life, my entire life.
Through the wrong orifice.
Oh, that was a disaster. I hate you so much. I'm crushing up X-Lax in the shot challenge. Put an X-Lax in your whiskey.
Well, appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, that was
never tough, drinking anything you ever hand me again or food.
We'll see.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we will see. Because if I didn't buy it, guess what? Not drinking it. And I already don't leave anything open around you cats anyway. So I'm not.
Well, the worst thing is I don't feel any better. Salad. That's the worst thing.
There was your salad one time.
Oh,
you
yeah,
left,
that's right.
You left that too close for comfort.
The lettuce?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Well, lettuce, yeah, y'all took that. Are you okay, boo?
I'm good? I'm good.
I feel bad now. This was just supposed to be a fun little let's try an internet challenge, and you just lost 7 pounds.
I'm good.
That was not the intention at all. I didn't mean for you to lose, like, you did this about 3 weeks too late. You could have used all this at the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge.
Oh, no.
This could really upset what could be a great evening for you.
No, I think I'll be fine because I still got 3 or 4 more hours or 4 hours here because I'm running the Blitz.
Ooh.
So I was close, right? I said because this is such a great foodie event that you possibly didn't eat today because you were looking forward to just gorging tonight.
That's not why I didn't eat. I just didn't have – I had so many errands to run, so I barely ate anything. I was planning on getting something small during the shift and then, going ham.
Like a Coke float.
Yeah, I didn't – yeah. That wasn't supposed to be a part of it.
But at least that might be a blessing. Because if you had a full boiler room and did this, you still may be having Tyler run the board.
Yeah, you would have had to use a vacation day.
Yep. And hazmat would have been called to building number 5.
Well, I hope you get better. That was not the intention, was to make you...
Oh, stop it. Why are you lying now?
I'm just saying.
It wasn't his intention, but he definitely doesn't care.
Oh, he's enjoying the hell out of it.
Oh, I'm loving every single second of this. Are you kidding me? This is the best thing to happen to this show in a really long time, but
poop Sciarra.
I feel bad that, he got the sloppies.
I'm afraid to look at Twitter and the text line. I don't even want to look at it.
It's not been great for you. Not. speaking of the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I texted you last night. We had gotten so consumed with everything we were talking about, and we really got into that whole
Chick-fil-A
discussion late in the show that we had promised you the winners.
That's right.
And then I got home last night, and I was getting notifications from the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge Facebook page, and everybody was like, hey, did I miss it? I got in the car late. Did I miss the fact that they were going to announce the winners? And I went, oh, no. And so I texted you, and it's like, man, we forgot.
Yeah, we totally forgot and ran out of time. So here... is a good time to do it.
Let's do it.
It is 3:05, so if you're one of market, if people are asking or in the Facebook group or whatever, this is when we'll announce it. So it'll just go in the order that they gave it to me. I don't know what the categories were, like as far as how everybody weighed in, but these are your four winners. So if you hear your name, I'm going to give you the name and how much they lost. You ready?
Yeah.
Ronald Reisner lost 40 pounds.
Boom.
That's really good. John Eagle Eye lost 33.8 pounds.
We'll round up. 34.
Yep. Rob Thornborough lost 21.8 pounds.
Damn.
That's 22. And the big loser, again, Mark Schell, lost 52.3 pounds.
And here he was patronizing everybody the whole time, going, it's not going the same. I'm not really doing it as much.
Nope.
Good for you guys. Mark Schell, boom. Way to go.
That's outstanding, man. Congratulations to Ronald, Mark, John, and Rob. All the big losers and big winners. They all get those staycations at the Houstonian. And
Courtney just emailed me.
What?
She said a late entry. Nick Sciarra lost 7.5 pounds.
Today.
Today.
I was like, what the hell did I miss? Yeah. Did I screw this up? Speaking of Courtney, she might join us today. You know, she normally goes on the Blitz and does the promotions of the week and all that. She decided she wanted to upgrade. She wanted to be...
on the big show.
Yeah, on the big show. So we might 3:30. We're going to try to
get... Didn't they have her like in a bikini top and doing all this stuff?
She said she would do it fully nude. Just kidding. We're not doing that. We're gentlemen on the show. She's going to come in just regularly clothed because none of us want an HR citation. So she'll just be on the show. We'll talk some promotions and have some fun and get a chance to get to know her a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Glad I wasn't on that.
See, I knew it. I literally just found out. So
besides that.
You couldn't say no anyways. It's going to happen. I couldn't say no. You can't say no. Nick can't say no. It's going to happen.
No. See, I just said it.
Well, it didn't work.
All right. So we talked a little bit about the Rockets. We have a rule on the show, and I think it was a unanimous vote, that we really weren't big on ever talking about that whole family thing going on in California and the three brothers, the one that plays for the Lakers, and the idiot father.
You can say it. It won't make me mad. Yeah.
So we had a real issue with the fact that Mr. Attention Whore himself was always, LeVar Ball was always in the media. Well, now all this story is coming out where it started yesterday, where Lonzo came out and said, look, I got $1.5 million missing, both from some of my personal accounts and from the Big Baller Brand, part of the investment in the capital. And he thinks it's LeVar's friend who he put in the position of running the brand. So he said, I'm distancing myself from the brand completely. Then, as more and more people investigated, it now turns out that not only has Lonzo gotten his two brothers with him in not dealing with anything Big Baller, it seems like they've distanced themselves from their father as well. And they may not be talking to him.
I mean, it might be too little too late for them.
True.
But you feel like that, you know, the other two Ball brothers probably had a better opportunity in front of them had they distanced themselves from their father sooner. You feel like Lonzo maybe should have stepped in and said, Dad, leave him alone, man. Let that kid play high school ball. What's the middle one?
LiAngelo.
Let him play some college ball. Let him get better. You know, maybe they're not NBA talents, but let him develop a little. Let him go to school for 4 years and see what happens at the end of four. And, you know, I have resources I can help with. It was just, this is too little too late, but I'm finally glad that they're doing it.
It was all for his own benefit, too, because he didn't have the talent, right? And so the fact that he also made the other two pay for one finally making it to the NBA as a lottery pick. So you knew he was going to have guaranteed money.
Yeah.
But I was going to say exactly what you were going to say. The fact that he has somewhat he definitely deprived LiAngelo of a college career.
Ruined it.
And now there's all kinds of legal battles going on. Because the youngest one is playing right now high school ball, but there's a debate whether, A, he can continue to play high school ball, and B, whether he can still play college ball because he played in Lithuania professionally.
He shouldn't be able to play.
Even though they're saying he didn't ever take the money and whatever, put into a trust fund and all this other stuff.
Get out of here.
But it even gets more interesting because now Lonzo was at practice, and he had a Big Baller Brand tattoo on his arm. He has now turned that into three dice.
Really?
Yeah, so it's Dice now. It's not the Big Baller Brand. And people noticed it, so he put it on Instagram. He owned that as well.
Said on to bigger and better things, right?
And he's in discussions, I believe, with Nike for his shoe deal. So Charles Barkley comes out today on Get Up, and he uses the opportunity to flat out say exactly what he wanted to say. First, he wanted to talk about just the entire Ball family debacle and the fact that with his dad, who he's come at Charles in the past.
Yeah.
Charles used it as he sat on his
so
long as he could
beat Charles.
He used this to kind of air it out.
Well, he should have been his own man from the beginning, Jalen. You can't let your family members try to piggyback on your success. This is his time. He's a nice kid. He's a good player. I like to see him healthy. But this thing has been a disaster from day one. It was never going to work. And I feel bad because this old big mouth jackass dad has put his kid in an awkward situation all year. And like I say, I don't want to see anything bad happen to the kid, but I don't like his dad at all. And this thing has been a joke from the beginning.
Which was fantastic. And then they furthered the discussion. And Charles, who's never hid the fact that he has been a huge Nike guy, he's been on payroll with Nike for a long period of time, but he kind of aired out what people had questions about but never really got definitive answers in terms of when Big Baller Brand came on the scene, when they thought that they were going to hit it big.
Yep.
What exactly were they trying to do? Shade, shade, shade.
Well, Green, it's not going to work because they don't want to pay anybody. They want to make money. They want people to wear their shoes, and they make all the money. You know, people can say all they want to about Nike, Adidas, and Reebok. And they actually pay us to wear their shoes. You know, we've all became multimillionaires. Nike has paid me millions and millions and millions of dollars a year to wear their shoes. If Nike came to me and said, hey, we'll give you shoes, and we're going to take all the money, that doesn't sound like a good business plan to me.
So I don't know who he really thinks he is or was, but no one knew him before, but no one's going to trust this man as this business tycoon that's going to give you a deal that you can't pass up. And let me just be honest with you, because I know how it works in the NBA as well. The top tier guys are going to get the contracts where you get paid to wear the shoe, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. Whether you have a Kevin Durant who has his own shoe line or LeBron or whatever it is. But even like the all-star type players, they're going to get cash. They're going to get probably six figures to wear to wear the Nike swoosh, for example. Uh-huh. The lower tier guys, all the shoe companies are going to come to them and say, wear our stuff. We'll give you a $5,000 credit for the season for gear. And you can get it at cost. There's no money changing hands. But at least you're not only get the shoes are off the table. That you're gonna get those no matter what, because they want you to wear their product.
Right.
But then on top of that, they're going to give you a catalog that says this is our for only certain
players
people.
Only,
this
yeah.
is our players only catalog at discounted prices. You have a credit of this amount of money for the year if you sign with us to wear our shoes for the year. But no money changes hands. But the fact that you think, hey, we're our brand, we'd love to have, we'll just give you the shoes. You're an idiot.
But that's for guys that are, you know, like you said, they're not upper echelon players.
Right.
They're guys that are, you know, the sixth, seventh, eighth option off the bench a lot of times. The Daniel Houses of the world aren't getting Nike contracts.
Nope.
No, CP3 and Harden and these guys are going to get paid. And I wonder, what about a guy like P.J. Tucker? Is he going to get money to wear?
P.J. Tucker, as well as Kyle Kuzma, they go into this new kind of category, which is the kind of sites that the StockX's and things like that.
Right.
They decide to sponsor players and keep the shoe company out of it and say, you can wear whatever brand you want, but they have to be rare shoes. They have to be kind of unique shoes.
Oh, nice.
And Kuzma was the first one to sign a deal where he wears all different kinds of varieties of brands, and they're all rare shoes. And then when people ask where he got them, he can talk
StockX.
About, go to StockX.
Oh, gotcha.
So there's That's another way legit. To make cash that way. But I remember when Isaiah Cannon came into the league,
uh-huh.
and he had Nike and Adidas offering him those trade deals. And one came in and offered him $30,000, and he took it.
Wow.
And the guys at practice are like, bro, you do realize, like, your main weapon you need when you play in the NBA, your feet better be happy.
Uh-huh.
You just took $30,000 to make your feet very unhappy, and he thought everybody was lying? Boy, he had some blowouts, let me tell you. Not like yours, Nick, but he had blowouts.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to continue to roll on. Hour number three of The Usual Suspects. Coming up with more, it's right here on ESPN 97.5.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday.
You should have sat here. It's the only camera working.
A-Hole's list is what? Playing now, and he knows he is one, because not only did he cheat, but he knows this is one of my top two Motley Crue songs of all time. And little Sneakykins decided to do his list during the show yesterday and take every Motley Crue song and just to see my face. And he saw it, and so he'll pay the residuals today,
A-Hole. It was worth every single moment. It was worth it. Absolutely worth it. Just to see you mad that you couldn't have those songs. Why are you shaking your head, Courtney?
Because you're being mean.
You
were mean yesterday. No, because she now knows the context behind why I said what I said.
Literally, right before we come on air, the music is playing, and she's shaking her head and said, what's wrong? She's like, Joel's being mean. I was like, yeah, that's Joel. That's just Joel.
No, I feel bad. I got to take his side.
Oh, yeah. Cut her mic off. This is it. This is the shortest interview in the history of the Usual Suspects. If you don't know, Courtney is our promotions director. What is your official title?
Did I get it right?
Promotions director here at Gal Media. And usually you do interviews with The Blitz on Wednesday, right?
Yes, but they allowed me to make
my rounds. They allowed you?
Yes, they said to make my rounds with other shows.
Oh, my God.
Were they just pimping you out with the other shows
now?
That's what
they said, yeah.
Boy, they have
allowed
you. You've just gotten sucked into the vortex of
now,
The Blitz.
I was going to say, do you have to do it on remote? Because you can't fit in this room with their two big heads. How would you get in here at all? Allowed you. You just tell them, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm just doing The Suspects. That's it. And Charlie. Okay. You should do Charlie's show.
Yeah.
He won't have you.
He would never have you. He won't allow anyone to join you.
Have you met Charlie?
I have. I think you said two words to him.
Exactly. He won't have you.
Did you scratch him behind the ears?
Aww.
Like a little teddy bear? You're like your little teddy bear? No?
Nope. Now, you'll notice that we didn't have any perverted things that you had to do to join our show either. Like, you didn't have to go with a bikini top. What did next time they were like, if we had 600, you got to be naked. Like, what? Did you? Please tell me you went to HR on them. Wasn't that?
No, I had to make sure it was okay with HR, though.
Really?
I lost a bet. I'm not about
to. You literally did that?
Yes, I lost a bet. I wasn't going to not follow through.
Nick has done the show topless, so it's not a big deal.
Well. By the end of the show, he may be bottomless running to the bathroom because we've already talked about what happened. And you reacted in such a way. You're not a milk person.
No, I eat dry cereal.
What?
Yeah, I'm just not a milk person.
You eat dry cereal?
Yeah.
Why would you even eat cereal then?
Dry cereal.
Just pick something else for breakfast then, like eggs or bacon or something.
I'm on the go. You know, put it in a bag.
Okay,
dry
so
cereal.
Stop and get a like Egg McMuffin or something.
I mean, you are very health conscious. You don't even have a desk chair. You sit on one of those.
I sit on a ball, a yoga ball.
Is that what it's called, a yoga ball?
Yeah.
You said you've been doing that for how long now?
Oh, gosh, since 2013.
Does it really help?
I'm supposed to have a six-pack by now, yeah. I'm still working on it.
It's supposed to?
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
I need to get one of those. This chair, I'm too comfortable. I need to work on it.
AJ would like to get you out of that blue chair anyway.
Yeah, well, that's not
going to
happen.
So tell us what's going on. We know, and we've already told the peeps, tomorrow we are at Twin Peaks I-10 location because of the fact that we are continuing with the Twin Peaks World Tour for March Madness. Friday, we are out in Shenandoah.
Yes.
The Woodlands location.
Correct.
Okay, so the Twin Peaks tour continues there.
What else is going on?
You pretty much covered
just half
of it.
Welcome to my world. Every time I'm going to shine, Joel steals my thunder. Every time it's my moment, Courtney. So, yeah, you're a suspect now. You might as well be a co-host.
Okay, today, actually.
That face.
We have the Blitz out at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy.
Okay.
So they'll be there from 4 to 7. Joel already covered the Twin Peaks tomorrow, but we've kind of got a break during the Twin Peaks thing, and the Blitz is also going to be out at Lucky's Pub in downtown while we're kind of at Twin Peaks.
So kind of an opening day thing.
So you had to get somebody that you were like, look, this person has to be likable and handsome
definitely,
and smart.
for sure.
And entertaining. So who'd you get to fill in at Twin Peaks after during the Blitz?
Yeah. So while the Blitz is at Lucky's, I emailed the staff, and Barry is going to be at Twin Peaks from 4 to 7 while the Blitz is also at Lucky's.
I noticed you didn't include any of the things that I prefaced that with, but that's okay. You just said you emailed the staff. Wait a minute. She's like,
and you were the first one to respond.
Just, hey, you said money. I'm like, I'm in. I'm there. Count me in.
But if
buy shots for Barry. Just buy tons of shots for Barry while he's there.
Boy, please no.
Because that's worked out well in the past.
He's salty, huh?
Just a little bit.
I love this. She's like, just a little bit. But she winked when she said it at me. So, oh, my God.
It happened.
And then,
with good reason.
And then later this week, giveaways. We're also giving away. Okay. And once on your show, we're giving away a pair of DMX tickets to the DMX show.
Like the rapper.
The rapper. It's his first tour out of prison.
Nice. What is really? What is that the name of the tour?
It is. It's like in the promo.
It's the out of prison
really?
Tour?
Yes. It's really? Like in the promo. But yeah, DMX tickets. It's
are you
April
a DMX
14th.
Fan?
I mean, I listened to it like
favorite song.
Out.
You want it, you got
oh,
it. You,
gosh.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, that's a good one.
No, you don't. See.
He answers for me.
I didn't know you were going to ask a question. I already had the song in my head. DMX. You want? Okay, never mind.
Second favorite DMX song. Go.
Oh.
No.
Oh, well, we're not giving that stuff away then.
Okay, I'll just move it to the Blitz.
Oh, well, that's fine. They're going to be like, nope, not doing that. We're too important for that. We're not giving away stuff to the people. We don't even like the people. That's how the Blitz is.
And the Twin Peaks thing has been fun. You were at the Kirby location when we were out there last week. The peeps have been great. We've had the suspects all over the place. But the great deals, too, the 29-degree beers, as they always promote. But the new food, the menu has been fantastic. Barry and I have been sampling lots of things. But the turnout and just the overall experience for people to watch the games at has been fantastic.
Yeah, it really has.
It really has. And I don't want to talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I strategically agreed to this for one reason and one reason only, Joel.
Okay.
So, Courtney, at the Christmas party, we had discussions with folks about this show.
Okay.
I know where you're going, sir. Go, baby, go.
Yeah, you see now my method to my madness, right, Joel? We talked about the fact that every show on this station has a shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Except the number three show in the city, the number three show on this station.
Preach.
The only show to get top three and not be in drive time. That would be the Usual Suspects. And I think the suspects want to know, when's the shirt coming?
The shirt is in the works.
So we need
we've heard that.
We've been
we
told that
heard
since
at the
Christmas
party from the owner of this entire conglomeration of success. That said to us, by the time the weight loss challenge ends, you guys will have a shirt.
By March.
What the general manager, the general manager who's moved on to even expand his horizons over on Sports Map, came through and said, yep, definitely,
that.
By the end. Because we had so many suspects at the party that said, look, we even provided
3 days.
Yeah, you got 3 days to produce some shirts.
We even provided the design ideas.
I told her already. Yep. It's going to be us in a lineup with What Up H-Town on the back. It's going to be amazing.
It.
So can we expect these by tax day? April 15th.
You know what?
Nope. That's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It's there. Nick, we're going to make sure that's
15th.
On the front page.
Nick, we'll get you a 2XL. April 15th.
And a
we're
diaper.
We're going to have shirts. Look, she's looking at me like,
at least too. A proof
can I just tell
of
you
the shirt.
The proof?
A proof of the shirt.
Okay.
The design, everything.
Proof that it's in the works.
Yes.
Okay.
The proof.
I was going to say, because the look in your eyes, there was a lot of hate that you just looked at me with, like, I can't believe.
Never. Not to you.
No, just to me, Barry. I got you. Don't worry about that. She loves you. I already know that.
I thank you for joining us. What else? So we got the DMX giveaways. We've got the Twin Peaks this week, Texas Mattress Makers, Lucky's Pub. Yep. Be on the lookout for that. Is there a place that they can go to get information like that? Like, is it on the website or?
Yes, it's on our Facebook page.
Awesome.
Yes.
Do that. So it's what? ESPN 975. The way I always find it is just look for ESPN Houston.
Just search ESPN 975 and it'll pop up. Yeah.
Awesome.
And check the website because we always put stuff on the website too.
Are you on Twitter? Can the peeps follow you on Twitter?
I am.
Does that freak you out if people follow you? No. Get
on
your Twitter.
At Chemistry with CB.
Chemistry with CB.
Okay. There's a story behind
Nick,
that.
I know we have to go to
is
break.
Is it milk and Coke related?
I gotta know
like
what
mixtures
this
make?
This is my bad, but what the hell is at chemistry with CB? Is this...
So at my other radio station that I worked with in Houston.
Oh, which one is that?
610.
Okay.
Oh, it's a bad highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a show every week on Cody's show, actually. Who's with us now?
Uh-huh.
And it was called Chemistry with Courtney, and listeners would like text in all of their like relationship and love and problems, all of it, and we would answer it.
And so you would do that during
their show.
Cody and John Lopez's yes. show.
Oh. It's very entertaining. Oh, stop.
Look, add that to the list of people he makes fun of, and he's like, but John's my friend.
Cody is.
Shots fired. I heard AJ grilling you about who was the worst over there.
Oh, I know. It was so hard.
Yeah. Deciding of all the yes. who was the worst. Are they all good people?
They are.
Don't give me that. don't give me that. You wouldn't have left, right, if they were that good?
Well, I didn't want to leave.
Oh, they fired you?
They did not fire me. They got bought out, and they let go a lot of people.
That's called getting fired.
No, laid off.
It's either called that or
my
Enron,
God.
Right?
Oh, laid off, getting fired. I don't know if you know this. It's the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, I've been laid
they didn't
off.
Want to.
Is that what they told you?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. At least that was nice of them to say that. No, you guys, one more time. It's at chemistry.
With CB.
With CB. Can we change that?
Are they just
no.
Do you still want relationship questions to come at that Twitter handle?
Let's hear them. Yes. Wow.
I think you should do that. I think you should. You guys.
There you have it.
Yeah. All of your relationship needs answered right there at chemistry with CB. Well, yes. Courtney, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
Much appreciated. Yeah. Look, I got to tell the people right now about GetUpside because this is an app that gets you free cash in your pocket. You get cash back when you use GetUpside. And make sure you put in promo code Barry when you download the app. It is completely free. You don't have to pay a dime. It's in your iTunes and Google Play Store. Put it on your phone and get cash back on the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. A lot of listeners have told me that they've been using the app and how much they like it. Clarence's first two times was getting $5 cash back already just from eating out at two different lunches. Listeners are getting over $200 in their account already cash back from the GetUpside app. Do not leave money at the pump. Do not leave money at the table. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, and you'll get extra savings on your first fill up through the app. And you can get up to 25 cents a gallon already. That doesn't include the extra savings when you use promo code Barry. There's over 500 gas stations in the app around the city. You can get up to 35% cash back at restaurants around town like Wendy's and Popeye's, Burger King. There's the Candelaria's Pizza right there inside the Loop and the Heights that you can go to. Lots of choices, up to 35% cash back. Guys, you're already spending this money. Make sure you download the app and use GetUpside and get that cash back. Put in promo code Barry. Get extra savings. Thank me later. And don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the big show on a way back Wednesday. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're surviving the Coke Milk Challenge. We are celebrating the fact, I don't know about you, but I'm fine being that guy. But like, if I ever go to a concert, when I leave the concert in the car, I'm jamming the music.
Are you?
Yeah.
Probably not.
So like after the biopic, and I told Nick this, I was going to try and get you on the way out yesterday. The last 2 days, I've had the entire catalog of Motley Crue in my car.
Uh-huh.
And just loving it. So all that music right there, I mean, it was
just jamming it.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I just shout out to Courtney. Thanks for joining us.
Uh-huh.
We're glad the quote Blitz let her join us. Mm. She did mention something on the way out, and she mentioned it to you and to me and mm-hmm. to Nick. But she said that her Twitter was blowing up even more than when she gave it out on the Blitz.
Or any other show.
I think that kind of lets you know a lot about what we do here and where we're at. So, yeah.
Men of the people.
Yep.
The suspects are alive and well.
It's good to know that we have a proof coming for our shirt by tax day, April 15th. That should be exciting. This is, things are looking up. So if you're a suspect and you've been wanting a Usual Suspect shirt, hang in there. We are less than a month away from having proofs for you guys to look at, and then eventually you'll get one.
What a joy it will be for us to be on a remote and hand over a shirt that actually has some meaning to us.
Right. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I'm not giving out a John and Raheel with Dale and Lance and Bobby and Donnard and Blitzen and Common and Cupid and everybody else. It's nice.
It was either that or remember when we first started and we were giving away shirts with the name of the show we replaced? It was like, here's the lineup, and you got Rosillo on there, and then we're like, just give me the Sharpie. I'm going to cross that out and put Usual Suspects.
But at least that was on there. Houston Game Day wasn't even mentioned. Shock had to take one and took a Sharpie and wrote in Houston Game Day for the win on it. Like, it was, this has been a long time coming. This is good.
I wanted to tell you before we go any further, by the way.
Okay.
So I picked up Taylor last night. And she, because grandma had to fly her home, like I told you, she cut the vacation to California with grandma and grandpa 2 weeks short because she missed home.
Right.
We're coming home last night. It's late. I'm driving back from the airport, and it's just me and Lisa's mom and Taylor. Taylor's kind of half asleep. And her mom kind of casually says, hey, by the way, while she was there, because she was going over all the things she did, grandpa taught Taylor poker.
Whoa. Really?
I'm like, she's three. Whatever. I'm not even going to think twice about this, right? So this morning I'm on my laptop. Taylor's sitting next to me eating breakfast. And she casually turns to me and says, hey, Daddy, want to play poker?
What?
And I looked at her and I said, what did you just say? And you should see Lisa's mom. She's like, oh. And she's kind of looking away.
My three-year-old is gambling?
She doesn't even miss a beat. And she looks back and goes, you know, two kings beats two queens, don't you?
What?
I looked at her and I go, you weren't kidding. She goes, no. And she's got a deck of cards that we put in her backpack when she came back. I'm like, by the end of the week, she'll have the Fred and AJ audiobook on gambling. I mean, what is going on?
Dude, she's going to be a poker star. You should be excited about that. They make millions. Like, she's going to be a poker star. Although, she'll probably be arrested 15 times playing illegal poker rooms on the way up to stardom, but... Wow, 3 years old, and she is already better at cards than Nick. That's great.
Better than me.
I don't
even know how
Nick.
To play poker. I've told you guys this. Oh, that's why
true.
I don't.
I should have used you instead of Nick, Nick actually can play. He beat Fred and AJ.
Yeah.
So
I was like, my God.
Well, maybe she'll teach you.
I'm not giving her any loans unless she can double them up.
Play her for her allowance. You need to learn. And you can start playing her for her allowance.
She's going
to
teach me before I can teach her.
El Jefe tweeted the show and said, maybe if y'all get a shirt, you could give one to David Barron.
It would be spelled wrong.
Yeah. I'd be like, see, David, that's how you spell it.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that chemistry with Courtney can help Barry with his divorce? That's also from El Jefe. That's not a real thing. I'm not getting a divorce, guys.
Is he the one that keeps texting those things?
I don't know who keeps texting it, but I've ignored him. I read him enough. It's time to let it go. But, you know, it's if they like it, you know they're going to keep using it. Yes, it's Jackie Robinson said, I just got $3.93 on my first try with Get Upside. That's dope.
That's fantastic.
Congrats on that. And that's it. Oh, well, a lot of people saying I won way back Wednesday.
Because you cheated.
I mean, obviously. It's...
Dude, if I had a vote, I'd vote for you because I'm a crew fan. That's as simple as it gets.
Mandy texted and says, yes, I want a shirt. And she also said, this is the type of music we need daily. So Mandy's a big hair metal fan.
And she's a Texas Tech fan, so she's extremely happy that they're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, she is.
So that's a big deal.
Christina's happy,
by the way, about the shirts. Pink Valkyrie.
Oh, good.
Tracy.
Good.
And actually, they were witnesses. They were there to witness David Gow and Todd
say
give us their word that by the end of the weight loss challenge, the shirts would be there.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We're good. But that was a big reason why when she was like, hey, can I join you on the Blitz is on remote? I was like, oh, absolutely. You could certainly can. So I know it caught you off guard, but I had a little method to the madness. I wanted to get that out there in the public before they had a chance to, you know how politicians are. I can see her and Todd and like politicking out there. Like, well, no, we said we would think about
here's
it.
Here's how you need to word it when you go in there.
Yeah. We said we'd think about it. So none of that. I know we're not going to have a lot of time to talk about this, and maybe we save it to tomorrow. But did you see this whole Jesse Smollett thing? And the fact that he got off on all 16 of the charges. They just basically dropped all 16 charges. And it was because they said, well, he'll do he'll do probation, and the city gets the he forfeits the $10,000 bond. I don't know where you stand on this, but he had 16 counts in the indictment that he was being brought up on, and all of that is gone. And then to that, the police and the mayor were pretty pissed about it.
Ooh, big
that
time.
The prosecutor came out and said, "Ah, we're not going to pursue this." The police and the mayor said, "Look, this was good, honest police work. We busted our ass, and for you guys to just waste all that time and money and effort and say that you're going to drop the charges because you know, the city gets 10 grand." They were not happy about it. They said they smell a rat. I don't know if you saw the latest, but now there's some stuff being posted on Fox News where they're saying that, and again, I take Fox News and CNN information with a grain of salt, but they're saying that Michelle Obama's chief of staff had reached out to the district attorney's office and brought up the fact that this was, you know, this was an issue. So I don't know what's going on right there. Something is up because you don't just drop 16.
So Michelle Obama's office was trying to like get it to be swept under the rug?
So it says reports emerged last week that Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox had been in contact with Ms. Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chin, who emailed her expressing the, quote, concerns that the Smollett family had about the ongoing investigation. Fox is alleged to have spoken with the Smollett with a Smollett relative whose number was provided by Chin and subsequently reached out to Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. So now they're saying...
Now, here's the other twist.
Mm-hmm.
You do realize that Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel used to be on Obama's staff.
Mm.
But he's the one that's ticked.
That he's mad. The police chief is
Eddie
mad.
Eddie Johnson from the police side, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, got together on a joint press conference. And Rahm Emanuel basically said, that's the equivalent of me spray painting a swastika on my own front door, but getting everybody fired up about it. And then it comes out later that I did it on my own front door, but it should be just okay.
My thing is you know, the district attorney said, or the prosecutor said, look, we have tons of violent crimes. This person is not a threat to our society or our community. And we could be out there chasing other things. Well, one, then why did you pursue it in the first place? Why did you end up with 16 indictments and allow all that work to be done? If you felt that way from the beginning, you should have said that from the beginning. Hey, look, but you looked into it because you felt like it was a hate crime. My big thing is, and this is probably not going to be a popular opinion, and that's fine. But I don't care who it is. If you lie about a hate crime, you're creating just as much of a potential for violence in your community when you do that, because you get people upset. You get people mad. You get people in a country that's already on edge about race relations. And now you're out there lying about it, which could get people hurt, which could cause people to protest and riot and clash with anti-protesters to whatever side the protest is on. It's a dangerous game you play when you lie about stuff like that.
No doubt.
And I think you should be held accountable if you lie. I don't care if you're black, if you're white, if you're brown.
If you're on TV, if you're just a common person.
About a hate crime, that's just as bad.
No doubt. And here's
the
other thing.
In a lot of ways.
They also said, and this didn't happen in Chicago, but they said that he got a hate letter while on set filming Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that they've proven to some degree he put the whole letter together.
Yeah, they said
was part of it.
And they said the reason he lied about the rest of it is because he didn't get enough attention the first time.
And he was worried about staying on the show, staying relevant. Yeah. But the other thing that I don't like is the Good Morning America dropping the F-bombs, trying to look hard, trying to look tough. Like, this is brutal. I'm being mistreated, stuff like that. Then you have the actual
Tupac.
Two guys that came out and said, he paid us.
Yep.
And we have video of them buying all the supplies to do all of this. And now he comes out and is, after all the charges were dropped, trying to look hard and tough again. I told you guys.
Well, I want to talk about that too, because that and there's some other things that came out that I want to get your opinion on as well. But I know we got to get a break.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final segment of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday. And it seemed like a good time was had by all enjoying the way back Wednesday hair metal band theme. People have prodded us to do this in the past, but we didn't have reason. We normally like to have a little connection to the theme.
Yeah.
Good stuff this week.
Indeed. So, yeah. Back on the Jussie Smollett thing, part of the interesting side of this is that the police, once they said, well, we're not going to pursue the charges. Well, first of all, to your point that you made before we went to break about him coming out and saying, see, I told you. The fact that they're not going to pursue this doesn't mean he's innocent. It just means that they're not going to pursue it, that they're done with the matter. It was never presented to a grand jury.
Right.
He was never indicted. He never went to trial. There was no... That doesn't mean that he's innocent. It just means that they're not going to pursue it. So he's out there. This is the other part that the problem that I have with it is he's out there saying, I told you I didn't do it. No, player, that's not how it works. They didn't come out and find you innocent. They just came out and said, we're not going to spend any more money or time on this. That doesn't mean you didn't do it. So stop telling people, I told y'all I'm innocent. No.
Yeah, he was quoted, my mama didn't raise me to be a liar and do anything. Come on, man. Seriously?
No.
If you got he's not even the police chief. He's above that, Eddie Johnson. If Eddie Johnson is out there just adamantly saying that this was not a good, that this was a farce, this should not have happened this way, and then Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of the city, and everybody's like, well, he did his time because he paid $10,000. He forfeited the bill.
Nothing.
Guess what it cost?
He faked a hate crime.
Guess what it cost the city to do this? Over $120,000 in the investigation alone.
Yeah.
That's where it starts, and that's not even close to getting him off.
So then they say, well, the prosecutor isn't going to pursue it. So then the police say, okay, fine. So they release all the records. That's public. That's public records. They release it, and within 24 hours of releasing the records, they're told that they can't do that, that they have to seal the records now. I mean, they're out. It came out. But, man, it's just a lot going on behind the scenes. Like, why is there so much cover-up going on? It just smells suspicious. It doesn't – this doesn't make sense to me. If this was – and I hate to play this card. If this was not a black guy saying this, if this was a white guy, well, there would be a lot of people up in arms, and rightfully so, if he faked a hate crime. If he was like, man, these black dudes jumped me, and they told me, you know, whatever. I don't know what they would say. What did they say? They said MAGA, something about MAGA.
They had a red hat.
Yeah, and it was like,
making America great
again. Yeah. If the roles were reversed, rightfully so, people would be outraged if it happened. But they would also be outraged if it was fake and staged. I don't know what the cover-up is, but it's a bad look all the way around. And we're trying to move forward as a country, and you can't do that when stuff like this happens.
The other question is, take race out of it. If he wasn't in the entertainment industry, if he wasn't so popular and didn't get all this attention, would the same ramifications...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If this was just a regular-ass dude...
I'm just taking the race out of it and saying still...
No. I mean, yeah, it's money and it's race. But it's a lot of it has to do with his money and who he knows and who he's connected to, apparently. It's just a bad look, man. It's a bad look all the way around. And, you know, like, people were texting about theories and him. And I don't care about theories. I want to deal in facts. I always try to deal in facts. You may disagree with my opinions or my stances on certain things, but I think you deal with facts. And the fact is that this got all swept up under the rug really quickly.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm saying. And if you're
something's
just
up.
Joe off the street guy, this doesn't get the same media attention, but it obviously doesn't get the same treatment either, where it goes away this quickly. This would be something that, especially if the police had a hot button about this and the mayor did,
yeah,
there's no way that this is going away this quick.
Nick Collins tweeted and said, look, if a white person did this and got off, people would be yelling white privilege. Absolutely. Yep. They'd be like, oh, see, yep, white guys just get off again. That's just, they never have to face their punishment. And so, I mean, that's a good point, Nick. And just for the record, Nick's an African-American guy. So yeah. I think most people on in this issue, and this is a race-related issue because this was reported as a hate crime, mm-hmm, both race and sexual orientation. But I think everybody just wants to see the right thing done.
Yeah, but to that point, Barry, this is what I don't understand, because the more and more we see these kind of things pop up in society today, evidently, eyewitnesses coming forth and stating he paid us.
Yeah.
Videos backing it up saying, here they are buying everything that They said they got for via a list he gave them to pull all this off. Then they actually did it. The police, and whether you say interrogated or sat down, interviewed them, talked to them. When all this came out, that's when the case started turning. Yeah. But that's enough, not enough evidence and witness testimony to say that even one of these 16 charges would hold up?
Well, I was reading one of the reports because, you know, you read an article about the police and the stuff, and then they give you another link to follow and another link to follow, and I'm down the rabbit hole. But they talked about the fact that they pursued, like, how did you, you know, the check and the money and everything else. And I think the police did a really thorough job on this. And whether you don't have to always support the police or support the mayor or support – whatever side, but if the facts state that this is what happened,
didn't he sign the check?
It's hard to deny that. Yeah, remember Barkley was like, "Bro, what are you doing?"
Right, he signed the check. So I'm saying everybody's getting on LSU's coach for doing a phone conversation, yeah, talking about paying a player. But I don't know if there's any more incriminating evidence than one, signing, you got his laundry list of stuff that he said you got to get in his handwriting, yeah, and two, you got a check that he gave you to cover everything and pay you.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's infuriating and on so many different levels. But
and now Empire was giddy. Empire's already tweeting, great to have him back, and they're all excited. And and again, saying like he's free and clear. No, he's not.
He's not innocent. He was not found innocent or guilty. It was just basically the prosecutors were apathetic to the whole thing, which is a huge mistake. I would not want to live in Chicago right now. I would imagine that people are walking around on eggshells because of this.
And I told
you, it's a bad look. It's a bad look.
And basically, Chicago, if you bring up a good point, because if people in Chicago are pissed off, they now know where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you thought this hate crime was you just staging one, you're going to have a whole bunch of people coming at you now, bro.
It's going to be ugly. We didn't get time today, but tomorrow while we're at Twin Peaks at some point, I do want to talk about the new rules in the NFL.
Sure.
We didn't get to that, and we'll definitely get to that tomorrow and give our opinions on thoughts on the new rules about pass interference and if that can be challenged or not. So we'll address that tomorrow.
So just so you guys know, to elaborate on what Barry said, tomorrow, I-10, and I believe it's Kirkwood, but the I-10 Twin Peaks location tomorrow, and then Friday, Shenandoah and the Woodlands, the Twin Peaks location. But we're going to be doing the March Madness Thursday and Friday on location at the Twin Peaks. Come out and see us. Barry likes fireball shots. If you do come out and see us, and you can stack them and rack them.
Nope.
He will definitely get them down for you. So with that being said, for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Thanks for joining us on Way Back Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you the rest of the week right here on The Usual Suspects.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.